New York Times, Republican inquiry finds no evidence of wrongdoing by Biden. By Joel B. Polak on September 23, 2020. The New York Times reported Wednesday that a Republican-backed Senate inquiry had found no wrongdoing by Joe Biden. Even though the report confirmed the former vice president's conflict of interest regarding his son's overseas business deals. As Breitbart News reported, the report by two Senate committees found that Biden had allowed family members to enrich themselves while he was in office. The report also suggested Biden had lied about what he knew about a potential conflict of interest involving Hunter Biden and about speaking with his son about his businesses abroad. However, The Times reported that the inquiry had turned up nothing. Its article was titled "Republican Inquiry Finds No Evidence of Wrongdoing by Biden," and its subheading declared, "The report delivered on Wednesday appeared to be little more than a rehashing of unproven allegations that echoed a Russian disinformation campaign." The Times reported. The investigation found that Hunter Biden had cashed in on his father's name to close lucrative business deals around the world. It also concluded that his work for Burisma Holdings, a Ukrainian energy company then mired in a corruption scandal, while the former vice president was directing American policy toward Kiev, had given the appearance of a conflict of interest and alarmed some State Department officials. But an 87-page report summing up the findings, released jointly on Wednesday by the Senate Homeland Security and Finance Committees, contained no evidence that the elder Mr. Biden improperly manipulated American policy toward Ukraine or committed any other misdeed. In fact, investigators heard witness testimony that rebutted those charges. The Times added that one of the key witnesses, George Kent, had already testified during the impeachment inquiry about his efforts to warn then-Vice President Biden about the conflict of interest posed by Hunter Biden's work for Burisma in Ukraine. Biden never responded, and journalists failed to follow up their initial questions about the matter in 2014. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.